practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to gather together once again around the radio for another Voice of Faith radio broadcast coming to you from the studios of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we focus on our great God in order to prepare our hearts to worship Him today in spirit and in truth. We're going to begin today with a song simply entitled, Redeemer. May this be a blessing and a challenge to our hearts this morning.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? Who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer. Testify, let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer lives. The very same God that spins things in orbit, He runs to the weary, the worn, and the And the same gentle hands that hold me when I'm broken, they conquer death to bring me victory. Now I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry, I know my Redeemer lives, to take away my shame, and He lives, where forever I'll proclaim, that the payment for my sin was the precious life He gave, but now He's alive, and there's an empty grave. I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer. Testify, let this life within me cry. I know my Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives.
That's a tremendous thing to take into consideration, ladies and gentlemen, that as Christians we have a risen Lord and Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. You know, there are many other religions in the world, but the only religion that really has a risen, eternal Savior is Christianity. And might I say that Christianity is more than a religion. It certainly would be considered as religion, but Christianity is a relationship. That is a relationship between an individual and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I want to ask you this morning, are you religious or do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Think about it. You can be religious if you go to church and you read the Bible and you give your tithe and all of those good things, but you have a relationship when you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And so I trust today that you'll take a look at your life. Are you religious because you go through the routine of Christian activities? Or are you in a relationship because you've trusted Christ as Savior? I trust that you can say that you're in a relationship with Him that is eternal because you recognize that you are a sinner and that Jesus was the only Savior, and that you called upon Him and asked Him to save you, and He did. Yes, indeed, I trust that you have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ the Lord. Well, it is a delight to have you by the radio today, or maybe some of you are listening by a computer or even a telephone. People listen to the radio broadcasts in various ways today. But it's a joy to have you there however we are coming your way. And I trust that you're going to go to church today. Yes, indeed, I do. Wherever you might be, find a good, solid, Bible-believing church to attend. And if you don't have one to attend and you're here in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area, I invite you to visit us at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. We will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30. And then our evening service tonight is at 6 o'clock. And this morning I'm going to continue my series entitled, What We Cannot Live Without. That's been an interesting series, and we're going to be involved in that series again today. And I think it'll be a challenge to all of our hearts as well as a blessing. But then tonight we're going to be having a missionary with us. He will be Dan Woodring from the Dominican Republic with Koinonos Mission. And so if you're interested in missions, I would invite you to come on out tonight and learn a little bit about what God is doing in that particular country through the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Keep in mind that if we could never serve you spiritually, we would love to do that. We would love to pray with you. We would love to talk to you about your walk with and relationship with the Lord. And don't hesitate to call us, therefore. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That is 814-944-2894. Or go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. And there you can contact us. You can learn about our ministry. You can learn about what we're going to be doing as we go into the fall season. But we would certainly love to be able to help you in your walk with and your relationship with our great Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So please, don't ever hesitate to give us a call if we can help you spiritually speaking. It's a delight to have you there by the radio. Thank you so very much for tuning in today, and maybe some of you tune in every Sunday morning. And for those of you who do so, thank you so very, very much. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for the fact that we have a living Savior. And we thank you that that living Savior is coming again. And we know that that could be today. And we pray, as Christians do all around the world, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you for each person there by the radio, and you know their spiritual needs. You know their financial needs. You know their personal needs. You know their family needs. You know their physical needs. And I pray, dear Lord, that you would minister to them today according to their needs through this program. For those who don't know Christ, I pray that they'll come to know the Lord. But for those who do know Christ, I pray that they will be encouraged through listening to the music, through the study of the Word of God, and through their encouragement, that they would in turn exalt and glorify and worship you in spirit and in truth. And we'll thank you, dear Lord, for the way that you'll use this program for your glory in the lives of all who listen. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, as Christians, we're looking forward to heaven. And we have a mansion over the hilltop Jesus is preparing for us. So let's listen to that great old song that I think is a favorite of many, simply entitled Mansion Over the Hilltop.
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver. Of a city, I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old, and someday more wonder, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 13, and I would like to read for you verses 11, 12, and 14. Romans chapter 13, verses 11, 12, and 14, where the Word of God says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof." From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Romans chapter 13, verses 11, 12, and 14. And now before I deliver a message from 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, entitled Loving Christ's Appearing, let's listen to another good old hymn of the faith on the piano when we all get to heaven. And I trust you can say today that you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and that you're looking forward to heaven.
Thank you.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that day, aren't you? And I'm looking forward to the time when we'll hear the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and Jesus Christ will shout, "Come up hither," and we will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Wow, that's something to anticipate, and it's something to remember could take place actually today before the end of this radio program. Well, we're going to be talking about loving Christ's appearing this morning. And so if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me, please, to 2 Timothy chapter 4. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, we find the Apostle Paul was speaking to Timothy and reminding him what he needed to do in order to be a good, faithful pastor. But Paul also gives his last will and testimony, as it were, in talking about the fact that he is ready to go and be with the Lord. Notice, if you would, please, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, where Paul says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." And so as the Apostle Paul was speaking to Timothy, he was basically saying, "Timothy, I've done all that God has wanted me to do." I wonder, can you say that right now as a Christian? If you were to know that today was the last day of your life on earth, would you be able to say, "I've done everything that God has wanted me to do, that I've fought a good fight, I've finished my course, I've kept my faith"? Well, Paul was able to say that, and I trust that every one of us can say that as well. But after Paul said that in verse 7 of 2 Timothy chapter 4, he goes on to say, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day," that is, when Christ returns, "and not only to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Do you love the appearing of Jesus Christ? Do you love the concept of the second coming of Christ? You know, as we study the Word of God, we find that the second coming of Christ really takes place in two stages. First of all, there's the rapture that could happen even before this program is over, when Christ will come in the clouds of the air and call those of us who are Christians up to be with him and go up yonder into heaven. Then at least 7 years later, after the great tribulation on earth, Jesus will come and establish his kingdom on earth. That's found in Revelation chapter 19. So the rapture is described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 among other places. And then the actual second coming of Christ to the earth, among other places, is discussed in Revelation chapter 19. But here the Apostle Paul, as he's anticipating the whole concept of seeing the Lord, was basically saying, I really love the appearing of the Lord. I'm looking forward to it. And he says that there's going to be a special reward. The crown of righteousness is going to be given to those who love Christ's appearing. I ask you this morning, do you love the thought of Christ's appearing? I remember a number of years ago, I was giving premarriage counseling to a couple, and we were talking about the marriage and the wedding and so forth and so on. And I can remember the young lady looking at me and saying, you know, Jesus is coming one of these days. I sure hope he puts it off until after we've been married for a while. And, you know, I've heard things like that from time to time. But I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that whatever it is that we want to experience before Christ comes, I assure you that after Christ comes, things will be a whole lot better than anything that we can even experience or even think about right now as we are alive here on earth. But what does it mean to love Christ's appearing? Well, allow me to give you 5 points to think about today very briefly. Number one, it means to believe it. Believe that it is a fact. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 14 that he has gone into heaven to prepare a place for us. And one of these days, he will come again and receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we may be also. And then when Jesus was ascending up into heaven, there in Acts chapter 1, the Bible tells us that the angel appeared and said, as you're looking up into heaven, you disciples, remember that this same Jesus will come again. And so believe it, because it is a fact. Secondly, to love the appearing of Christ means to anticipate it. It could happen at any moment. Over in the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 13, we are told to be looking for the appearing of our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Every day, we should look forward to the fact that Christ could come today. Many times when I end a radio program or when I'm signing a letter, I will say, keep looking up. Why? Because at any point in time, the Lord Jesus Christ could appear in the clouds of the sky and call us home to be with him. So to love his appearing means to anticipate it. Thirdly, proclaim it. That is, share it with others. It's interesting to note over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, where the Apostle Paul is elaborating somewhat on the rapture. After he discusses what the rapture is all about, he tells us that we are to think about the rapture and comfort one another with the words that he has given. That is, the words, the thought, the reality of the return of Jesus Christ. We should share the return of Christ with others, with those who are not saved, in order that they might get saved so that they will be ready for the rapture, as well as we should share it with others who are believers, that they might be encouraged and comforted even in the time of their great need. What does it mean to love Christ's appearing? Number four, to desire it. To desire it. Do you desire the second coming of Christ, the first stage, which is the rapture? Oh, I trust that you do. And the reason why we should desire it is because, as it teaches us in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, that when we see Christ, we will put off these old, vile bodies in which we have to fight sin and disease and sickness and weariness and tiredness. We will put off these old, vile bodies, and we will have a body that's fashioned like unto his, that glorified body. We will be released from all that this body in this world has that's not desirable. So we should desire the second coming of Christ. And then number five, I believe that to love Christ's appearing means that we should pray for it. Pray for it. You know, at the end of the book of the Revelation, we find that there is a phrase given there by the Apostle John, who, of course, was the one who recorded the Revelation. He said, Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. That's a prayer. And that's a prayer that you and I as Christians should render unto the Lord every day. Lord Jesus, even so come. Come today, Lord Jesus. Now, certainly, we're not just to sit back and wait for him to come again. No, we are to be actively involved in ministry, actively involved in serving him, actively involved in doing his will. But as we do that, we can be praying, Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Yes, Paul said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. To love the appearing of Christ means to believe it, to anticipate it, to proclaim it, to desire it, and to pray for it. And what's the result of loving Christ's appearing? Well, Paul talks about the crown of righteousness. It's interesting, is it not, that the Lord has a special reward for those of us who are looking forward to his appearing and who love it. A special prize, a special reward given to those who love his appearing. I can't tell you exactly what that reward is going to be, but I know it's going to be one, and I'm looking forward to it. I trust that you are too. Beloved, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I would encourage you to call upon his name and ask him to save you. And then, as a Christian, believe, anticipate, proclaim, desire, and pray for the second coming of Jesus Christ, the first stage, which is the rapture. Because remember, it could happen today. It really could happen today. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I trust that you have a great day in the Lord and that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. But until I greet you once again by Wave Radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen? Amen.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30. Morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet. I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.